with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Investors are worried we could be in store for a volatile autumn.
September has historically been the weakest month of the year for the U.S. stock market. And so even as we see the broader market trading around all-time highs, investors are a little bit apprehensive as we head into the fall.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Akane Otani. First, here are some top stories. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing questions from lawmakers Wednesday following a contentious start to nomination hearings on Tuesday. Protesters interrupted and Democrats called to delay the hearing. At the end of the day, Kavanaugh gave his opening statement, saying a good judge must be an impartial arbiter.
I am not a pro-plaintiff or pro-defendant judge. I'm not a pro-prosecution or pro-defense judge. I am a pro-law judge.
And you can follow Kavanaugh's hearing and live updates on WSJ.com. The Federal Emergency Management Agency was overwhelmed by a series of hurricanes followed by devastating wildfires in California last year. That's according to a new government report, which found that because of the unprecedented disasters, FEMA sometimes had to use uncertified workers to fill key roles, and that the agency was most challenged in Puerto Rico. Additional audits to analyze the issues are pending. Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg is set to testify on Capitol Hill on Wednesday on issues regarding foreign interference. The social network is struggling to fix its reputation in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal earlier this year. The firm had improperly accessed data on tens of millions of Facebook users. Minneapolis police say they arrested Chinese billionaire Li Xiangdong last week on suspicion of rape. Liu, the founder of e-commerce site JD.com, spent last week at a residency at the University of Minnesota. He was released Saturday and returned to China. His lawyer says he denies wrongdoing. An investigation is ongoing. Still to come, why investors fear a volatile September. Could a return to all-time highs mean U.S. stocks are headed toward a volatile September? Some investors are worried that might be the case. Joining us now in our studio to explain is Wall Street Journal reporter Akane Otani. So, Akane, the economy is doing well. Stocks are doing better recently. Has the overall outlook changed at all?
I don't think that most investors you talk to would say that's the case, which is funny because we saw stocks rise and have their best August in years. And the market reclaimed all-time highs that it hadn't hit since January. And all of that might suggest that maybe there is something new coming into the picture that introduced some fresh optimism. Most of the folks I talked to said that's not really the case. Like, we've known for a couple of months already that the U.S. economy looked like it was picking up after a weaker first quarter. And so that has some people worried, you know, as is the case. Whenever you see the market sort of rise at a faster than expected pace, you have some folks who are asking, where's the speed bump? Sort of what's the catch? And that's especially true because we're heading into the fall, which historically has been a weak period for the stock market.
Tell us a bit more about that. What is it about September in particular?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but in this case, we are looking up at another Fed meeting. And so that always has the potential to jolt the markets. Particularly this year, we're looking at the dot plot and the Fed's sort of projection of interest rate increases over the next couple of years. So where that goes could potentially send stocks and bond yields moving again. And then, of course, we have the midterm elections in the U.S. That has historically been another source of volatility for the markets, although the good news is that the stock market generally has tended to escape unscathed from midterms, but that's another sort of short-term risk because investors are always wary of the possibility that we see a complete sort of change in leadership, and that could introduce some more gridlock into the system.
Among the investors who are worried about a volatile September, how are they preparing? What are you hearing from them?
Well, we're hearing a little bit of apprehension, even as investors are acknowledging that the U.S. economy is growing at a great pace, that retail spending is picking up, that corporate earnings are on track for, you know, their best figures in years. There still is a degree of apprehension because I think at this point, you know, 9 years into the bull market, people are always wondering sort of when is this thing going to start to take a turn? And so even though few people are saying, let's pull back out of stocks altogether, you are seeing folks shifting more of their portfolios into cash, which tends to be a sign that people are starting to feel a little bit defensive. And you are also hearing of some banks actually recommending that clients take some money out of sort of the best performers of the year in anticipation of a potential pullback. So RBC Capital Markets and Morgan Stanley are among the firms that have recommended, hey, maybe let's go underweight technology, which has run up quite a bit this year.
So, Akani, bottom line, how worried should the average investor be? We talked about the latest numbers showing a strong economy. What do you think?
I think the case is always, you know, cautiously optimistic. I think investors are recommending generally to not move dramatically in reaction to headlines that we might see over the next couple of months that could spark some volatility. So there may be some drama, you know, still yet to come around the midterm elections. There may be some short-term swings in reaction to the Fed's next meeting and its statement. There may be further noise around trade negotiations between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and Canada. But unless any of that starts to fundamentally affect the sort of bottom line, the big picture, investors are mostly recommending to stay put because at this point, the U.S. economy is looking so much better than its counterparts in much of Europe, in emerging markets, certainly in Japan. So there don't seem to be that many alternatives to put your money into.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Ohtani joining us in our studio. Thanks so much, Akani.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.